breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. What if someone told you that there are 21 major lies that the media has been pushing at you about the president? And oh, by the way, they all imply something about you as well. Would you believe them? I know in New York, we have a difficult journey to trod here because, you know, the media is based here and many of us don't know a lot of other people that believe exactly the way we do. And yet that's one of the reasons why I love being here, because it's one of the best places to have these kinds of conversations. But Kurt Schlichter, columnist at Town Hall, longtime trial lawyer and retired Army infantry colonel who's active in the reserves, and someone that commands a great respect in his following online, has written this brand new book that tackles this question, the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. It is published by our friends at Regnery. And Kurt, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time.
Thank you, Kevin. It's it's about time. I've known about you for a while. I was like, I want to get on this guy's show.
No, I appreciate that.
Work out till now.
Yeah, when anybody says to me that they've been reading me since they started at Town Hall, I'm like, okay, this person has really been around a while. Because
oh yeah, you annoy me because often you trend higher than I do.
Well,
I'm a very competitive guy. I'm an LA trial lawyer.
Okay.
And so you get in there and you write some great stuff and people love it.
As long as the truth gets out, man, that's what it's about.
Got to keep me sharp.
So let me ask you this. You now practice law, but you were 27 years in the infantry. What do you find compelling about your life now that's different than when you were in uniform?
Well, look, I was active in reserve, so I spent probably 5-6 years of it active. Including in the Cold War, which makes lie number four, Donald Trump is a tool of the Russians, particularly amusing for me. Because like I said, I was literally in the Cold War.
Right.
And I get bombarded on Twitter by these 25-year-old Vox blue checks with a goatee who can't do a push-up telling me I'm not tough enough about the Russians. And I don't remember them shivering in the cold outside of Stuttgart at our fighting position with orders to die in place if the Russians come.
Yeah.
So that's always particularly
No, the woke flakes
me.
Have been particularly annoying in the post-riot era, because I've got cousins that are half my age that keep telling me that I have no idea what I'm talking about. And, you know, I've actually helped organize things like getting filters in public libraries on the south side of Chicago with every black pastor that was in the city and in southern suburbs in that area years ago. I mean, it's amazing the arrogance that the youngest generation now has, now that they're finally aware of some of these things that they feel like are now, you know, world shaping in terms of importance.
Well, it's always good to have young people leveraging the full benefit of their inexperience to help teach me about stuff. I mean, look, I've only got a bachelor's degree and a law degree and a strategic studies degree from the Army War College. And I've only lived on three continents and I've only started a business and been a lawyer and had best-selling books and written. But you've got a byline at gosh, my parents are disappointed in me.com news. And I really want to hear what you have to say about a place you've never been and doing things you've never done. You half-wit little creep. Get out of my face. I will slug you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I come from.
Having set the context there. The media is the biggest, I believe, the biggest criminal in the entire equation, because it's one thing for Democrats to behave as Democrats will. I kind of expect them to. It's one thing for our side to traditionally have been fairly buttoned up and respectable and deal with people with integrity. And when people don't, we call them out and set them aside. I mean, there's been kind of this kind of tradition. The media, though, has been more in the tank and more just blatant. We're not even going to try to appear impartial or try to just tell the basic facts of stories anymore. And it's really the media's complicitness in telling the lies that you've identified in your book that have made them possible for people to be believed.
Well, that's true. Like all our major institutions,
they have been, the media has been taken over by active leftists, and it is dying of exhaustion and suicide. And that's true of Hollywood. That is true of academia. Yeah. That's true to some extent, I'm sorry to say, the active duty military. All these institutions are too exhausted to fight for the values that got them where they are. You know, if I'm an editor of the New York Times, Kurt Schlichter's editor of the New York Times, and today my town hall article is literally an article I submitted to the New York Times, and they wouldn't run because they're a bunch of sissies.
I read it. I kind of get why, but go ahead.
Yeah, I have an edge. If a bunch of junior staffers from the newsroom came in and said, we feel that you running an article by a sitting U.S. senator that represents the views of about 60% of Americans, to judge by polls, the extent you can believe polls about anything, that, you know, military force can be should be used where necessary to suppress rioting. We think that's physical violence to us. We're literally shaking, and we want you to be fired. I would say, okay, let me give you a guided tour. That's my couch. That's my desk. That's my door. Get the hell out and be lucky I'm not firing you. And if you ever come and tell me again what I am and am not going to do, that will be your last day here at the New York Times. Get out. You know, the power of no, Kevin, must be unleashed. I don't understand why anyone is afraid of these glass-jawed little weasels. They can't even do a push-up. Well, tell them no. You have intersectionality, cisnormative racism, and blah, blah, blah. No. Get away from me. You're an idiot.
But there's been plenty of telling people no that don't agree or look like or fall into the shadow of what they want to go along with. So nobody that wants to go to church can actually meet. Our congregation is actually going to pull all four of our campuses together. We're going to have 4,000 people at church this coming Sunday, which is going to be kind of cool. We're going to do it on a baseball stadium's field. But we're gonna get together. But there's been other riots and protests and other things getting together for the last 3 weeks that nobody seemed to be concerned about.
Well, that's true. My church, and of course it's a California church, so I always wear my
Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I'm not allowed to do that. That's Boogaloo Boys. No, I always wear my good cargo shorts.
Oh, there you go.
They have decided, because it's fairly close packed, that they're going to do stuff by distance. That's their choice. We didn't wait for a government. We made that choice as a community, and that's our choice. But now we've got, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom. I guess Cuomo's worse, but you know, he's pretty bad. We're trying to keep
It's a coin flip at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a coin flip, but he's saying, well, you know, you can't go to church and sing, but you can go out and protest because I believe in science, and science teaches us that wokeness provides immunity to a pathogen.
The 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. Kurt Schlichter is the author. As you can tell, he speaks his mind. Kurt, this was long overdue. Thanks for coming on the show, and we will be back in touch with you soon.
Hey, I loved it, and anytime you want to talk, I'm up for it. Thank you so much for having me.
Kurt Schlichter, Regnery Publishing, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You, on the street today. Get your copy now. Kevin McCullough coming right back.